Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
A biennial study conducted in all 50 states by the Oregon Department of Consumer and Business Services shows a substantial reduction in workers' compensation costs in Alaska. In 2012, Alaska had the highest workers' compensation system costs in the country. Today, Alaska's system costs ranked in the middle of the U.S. states due to improvements in workplace safety and the publication of a predictable medical fee schedule. Reasonable workers' compensation costs can incentivize new startups and encourage existing businesses to expand and hire even more Alaskans, said Governor Mike Dunleavy. This will help Alaska move further down the road for economic recovery. The nationally acclaimed study has tracked business data since 1986 and is the national benchmark for workers' compensation costs. In 2012, the report rated Alaska as the most expensive jurisdiction in the nation for workers' compensation costs at 160% of the nationwide median. The cost in 2012 was the highest in the nation at $351 per $100 of payroll. Today, Alaska is 107% of the U.S. median cost, a reduction of 55% in 10 years, or $1.95 per $100 of payroll. Members of the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board and the Medical Services Review Committee have worked with multiple stakeholders to bring costs down. In addition, a culture of workplace safety has advanced, leading to fewer workplace injuries over time, said State Department of Labor Commissioner Dr. Tamika Ledbetter. The 2012 Oregon report shows Alaska ranked 21st in costs measured nationwide, a new record for the state. For the first time ever, Alaska is not ranked in the top 10 most costly places for employers and workers' compensation costs. You can find more details and graphs on the story at RadioKenai.com. Republican Sarah Palin reemerged in Alaska politics over a decade after resigning as governor with hopes of winning the state's U.S. House seat. She had unbeatable name recognition, the backing of a former president, Donald Trump, and unrivaled ability to attract national media attention. But she struggled to catch fire with voters and ran what critics saw as a lackluster campaign against breakout Democrat who pitched herself as a regular Alaskan and a Republican backed by state GOP leaders. Palin lost two elections this year for the House seat to the Democrat Mary Peltola, who is Yupik, and with her win in the special election became the first Alaska native to serve in Congress. Alaska Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy has won re-election, becoming the first governor in the state to win back-to-back terms since 1998. Dunleavy bested a field that included former Governor Bill Walker, an independent, Democrat Les Guerra, a former state lawmaker, and Republican Charlie Pierce, a former borough mayor. Dunleavy had over 50% of the vote after final vote tallies were released Wednesday, and he avoided ranked choice voting in the general election to win a second term. Dunleavy's first term in office was marked by early tensions with lawmakers and a recall effort. Two people in North Pole are dead after suspected carbon monoxide poisoning on Wednesday. Investigators found two men and one unresponsive woman in the workshop of a house who was taken to a hospital. Firefighters noted indicators of carbon monoxide, which is a poisonous to breathe. Investigators say it came from fuel that was burning in a large wood stove. No foul play is suspected. A man is in custody after a fatal hit-and-run on Thursday morning. The driver hit a man who was in the road and fled the scene. The pedestrian was not in a crosswalk or intersection and was pronounced dead at the scene. Dowdy Foster was arrested and is being charged with leaving the scene of an accident, failure to render aid, and driving with a canceled license. The identity of the pedestrian has not been released. Anchorage's holiday star on the top of Mount Gordon Lion has been lit. Since the late 1980s, people had to take snow machines up the mountain to turn the star on and off, which takes about 4 hours from start to finish. This year, turning the light on was easier than ever. A switch has been installed in a nearby building that will turn the star on in less than 30 seconds. Residents were able to see the star begin shining on Friday evening around 8 p.m. It'll be turned off when the last Iditarod musher crosses the finish line in March. Fans of Alaska Daily will have to wait until 2023 for the next episode. The hiatus is likely due to the production team needing more time to film the final episodes. Plus, there may be some setback due to actor Hilary Swank's pregnancy, which she announced in early October. The upcoming hour titles, Enemy of the People, will air on Thursday, February 2023 on ABC. Gas prices are on the decline as many gear up to hit the road once again as Thanksgiving events wrap up this weekend. AAA reports the average cost of a gallon of regular gas is $4.40. That's down from the average a week ago of $4.69. For more news, visit RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.